with respect to why this would have been so, as I said, the proximate cause, as far as we see, is that data is missing. Data is not in the graph. In the report, we've identified that there's a process that, you know, it seemingly, you know, they can process maybe on average about 50 of these positive test results a day and put them into, you know, a spreadsheet or whatever to collate and create the epidemiological data. And we also saw that this process, if you will, of processing the cases would have been, you know, enhanced at some point, you know, so they doubled the capacity. And then for the last two reports, it basically went back down to, you know, 50 cases. So it went up to 100 cases and they were working hard to kind of clear the backlog. And then it basically dropped back down to 50 cases today. So in terms of the backlog that we see, to quantify that, it's about 1,200 cases that are missing, essentially. And why this is so, I wouldn't be in a position to really speculate. The data doesn't really, you know, we wouldn't really want to go beyond what the data says. But, you know, as I said, data is missing and somebody has to account for that.